everybody, and welcome back to the Teen Wolf Recap Show here on Variety Radio Online. As always, my name is Brancy, and I'm here to talk to you guys about Teen Wolf with my co-hosts Ella and Parrish. How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing good.
Yes, we just did one recap before this, so we're jumping right into last week's episode. So we're going to be talking about last week's episode titled Codominance. This episode was a little bit more organized, so it wasn't as all over the place as the last one that we talked about, thankfully. So,
no.
It wasn't as confusing, but there's a couple of little questionable moments here and there. But first off, we start the episode, and we see Kira, and it's been a long time since we've seen much of Kira, and we saw a little bit of the Skinwalkers at the end of the last episode, but we kind of figure out more of that in this week's episode. So basically, the Skinwalkers tell Kira that they're going to test her, and if she can't be helped, then she's going to have to be a Skinwalker forever. Very ominous, Jeff Davis. So her actual trial happens like later on in the episode. So when you first hear this, what are your initial thoughts about Kira and the Skinwalkers?
Honestly, I thought that she was going to become one.
Yeah.
And she may still eventually become one.
Right. She may eventually.
Mm-hmm. I agree with Ella. My thought was she was going to become a Skinwalker.
Yeah. Because we saw in the first half of the season leading up where she can't control the Kitsune inside of her. So That's what the whole test is about, which we'll talk about that a little bit later, because that's actually towards the end of the episode that we see that. And a couple of things happen before we can quite get there. So meanwhile, while Kira is facing off against the Skinwalker, Scott and Styles head off to go find her in the newly semi-fixed Jeep. And I say semi because, as we all know, Styles can never get that thing fully fixed. So when they're off on this little journey, Scott tells Styles that he is going to forgive Liam eventually, but not right now. Do you think that Scott just needs time to kind of, you know, give Liam some space, or do you think that he needs the space?
Scott needs the space because Liam tried to kill him. That's, you know, a big thing to get over, even though he did it because of, like, the supermoon. Like, he really didn't know what he was doing.
Right.
But it's still kind of a big deal.
Right.
Yeah, I kind of think that he's kind of seeing if he can be trustworthy again.
Right. I agree with that. I think that he needs to give Liam a little trial period to see if he doesn't go crazy again, because that's pretty intense having your own pack member try to kill you. That was unfortunate. So he basically tells Leo, I don't know who Leo is. He tells Liam that he shouldn't. I've just created like a ship name, I think, which was unintentional.
What, Liam and Theo?
Yeah.
I don't ship it. I don't know where it came from. I must have, like, Leonardo DiCaprio on the brain. I don't know. But where that ever came from, I have no clue. But Liam basically is being tasked to do nothing, which, you know, that's not successful. You can't just do nothing. So he kind of can't help himself, and he ends up with Hayden a lot. But, I mean, you know, what can you expect from a teenage boy? Theo, on the other hand, he's got some stuff going on with his pack, and he and Tracy go out to search for the beast. So basically, we find out that the beast does turn back into a human during the day, but the beast may not know that it's happening. So I kind of liked that, actually, because it was very, like, reminiscent of back when we didn't know who the Canima was, back in, like, season 2. And it ended up being Jackson, and he had no idea that it was him. So, like, I do kind of like that it's a mystery. Do you guys think that it's going to be a new character that, like, hasn't come in yet? Or is it going to be somebody that we've, like, seen but haven't really, like, heard a lot from yet?
Well, that teacher was missing, so it could be that teacher that was missing.
It could be.
Because the episode, because they said, when they said, like, this, the class is canceled, and if y'all see the teacher, you know, let them know.
Right.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah. It wouldn't be the first time that a teacher has done some sketchy things in Beacon Hills, if we all remember. The Duroc? Is that what it was called? I think.
Mm-hmm.
The Druid thing. We all remember.
Yeah.
We all remember what happened with her. So, it very well could be a teacher. So, that's a good theory. Yeah. I like that. But, back on the road, got in style. The whole time they're on this little road trip, they do have a couple of heart-to-hearts here and there. So, that was nice. We're still not completely recovered yet, I don't think. But, some things came about, and Scott basically tells Stiles that he thinks Malia is going to try to kill her mother, which, duh, Scott, obviously.
Like, yeah.
Clearly that's what's going on. So we still don't even see much about Malia in this episode, at least with her her mom. So, Jeff Davis is making us wait for that one, I guess. But they also talk about Stiles killing Donovan, and Scott basically tells him, you know, he knows that it was self-defense. So I think that with this and with the sheriff telling him that it was self-defense, I think Stiles is finally going to get back to a good place soon.
Yeah.
Hopefully. We need them on good terms. Let's see. Oh, yes. Yeah, so Mason has a little extravaganza with Corey. This episode. They're together quite a bit, and Mason basically tells Corey that he doesn't want to date him if he's on the bad side. But then Corey kind of tells Mason, well, you know, there's not alive and dead, or there is only alive and dead, and there's not really a bad and good. It's kind of a gray area, which is a valid point, I think.
Yeah, I think he's trying to tell them that they're basically on the same side because they're after the beast, or, you know, have bigger problems than each other, you know, each side is the beast that they should be worrying about.
Right. And Mason pretty much buys that. I mean, you know, Corey kisses him, so I guess that helped. But but I think that they definitely have bigger issues at hand right now than a pack versus pack fight. So
yeah.
And we actually find out a little bit more about what Theo is up to at the end of the episode, where we kind of find out that he is looking for a blind alpha, which we know is Deucalion. So Deucalion's going to make a comeback, I guess.
Yep.
We're just bringing everybody back.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be interesting. Last time we saw Deucalion was a bit of a mess. So we'll have to see if it's still a mess.
I thought he died. I was like, can he not?
No, he didn't die.
He just ran away, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he just ran away.
Okay. It's been a while since I've seen that season.
Because didn't, like, his eyes get healed or something? And then, like, or maybe that was a flashback. I don't remember. It was a long time ago.
Like, he can see, but he sees in, like, wolf vision.
Right, yeah, that's what it was. Okay, yeah, he can only see in his wolf senses.
Okay.
All right, yeah, because Theo is still not an alpha. He's still got the yellow eyes, so I guess that's what he's after. I don't know. We'll see.
Or maybe he's wanting somebody to teach him how to use it. That'd be, you know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That could be it, too.
To be like
know,
a blind pack leader, you know.
Right, because he was the leader of the alpha pack. So if anyone would know, it would be him. So he'll be making a comeback pretty soon. Before we get to Kira's actual trial, we have a little bit going on with Lydia and Meredith again, which is still like this out-of-body experience kind of thing, and obviously she's not really there.
Yeah.
But she does show Lydia how to break things, so that's cool. Hopefully that'll
help
out in the future.
Because she doesn't want that Valak flying recorded her voice to use it as
And if they even, like, she screams, like, in her dream state or whatever, and they, like, hear it, and she, like, breaks something in her actual state. So I'm guessing she's, you know, finally getting there, but it's just going to take a little more practice. which is good. So that was like a tiny little bit of the episode, but I think we're going to see more of Lydia this week, though, from the preview. Did you guys see the preview?
No,
I did not see the preview.
My DVR.
Oh, snap. Okay, well, yeah, it looks like we're going to get a little bit more of her and the Eichen House story going on this coming week. So I guess we'll see more of that. Yeah. So we'll probably be talking about that next time. But I think what we mostly have left now to discuss is Kira's trial. So she takes on the Oni. Do you guys have any theory as to why it was the Oni?
No.
Like, I didn't see the point. I don't know. I didn't see the relevance there. It just felt like they just kind of showed up randomly.
Yeah.
I don't know why the Oni were there, but regardless, she technically does succeed in killing the Oni. However, the Skinwalkers tell her that she still failed the test because, as they say, you wield the sword, but the fox wields you. So basically, Kira's got no control over what's happening to her. And at this point, Kira and her mom are starting to freak out because the Skinwalkers want her to stay there and learn from them. But this does not happen because Scott and Stiles show up just in time. They had their little bromance excursion and only are just now getting to save Kira. So they save Kira and her mom, which is good and dandy, but I doubt that this is the last of the Skinwalkers that we'll see because they wouldn't bring them up if they were just going to write them off in one episode.
Yeah. I think we'll see more of that.
That comes out of nowhere and saves her, though. Like, that was so epic.
I know. I was just like, oh, okay. You guys finally made it here. I love it.
Just came back for me.
Yes.
Like, did he know where she was?
Yeah, I know. Like, they just randomly find her, and they make a getaway, but, you know, they got out okay, and I guess that's all that matters. Mm-hmm. Scott and Kira wasted no time in the back seat, might I add. I was like, wow, you can't even wait till your mom's out the car? I guess not. Been a while. But, you know, can't blame her. She's been away from him a long time, so. But
I will say I love the Skinwalker's makeup. Like, I loved it.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I do like their whole look. I wonder when they're going to come back. Because, you know, obviously they've got to come back. But I don't know how soon it's going to be. We've only got, like, what, 7 episodes left?
I think. You know everybody's coming back. So
I know,
have
right?
Have to.
They bring in Gerard back. They got Deucalion coming soon. Everything's happening. And, like, the whole episode with Crystal Reed coming back is supposed to be a flashback. So I'm not even counting that in, like, the episode list. So it's got to be, like, 6 episodes. Everything is supposed to happen. I don't know. I wonder who else they're going to try and bring back.
Peter.
They should bring back Peter. That'd be awesome. Yeah. Just not Kate, like we said.
Oh, I think I know why they use the Oni.
Why do you think?
Because they're demons, so it's basically her fighting her own her fighting demons. Basically, I guess it's kind of like a representative of her fighting her own demon.
Oh, that's really profound. That's really profound.
Because they talked about how, you know, the Skinwalkers talked about how she was afraid of the fox, but the fox
right.
was part of her. So, yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah, because it wouldn't make sense to be anything else, really. So I guess that does make sense. It's very metaphorical. Fight your demons in more ways than one. But I'm looking at the list, and I think that's all I had written down that I wanted to discuss. Did you guys have anything else you wanted to add specifically?
Um, Not really.
Okay. Ella, did you have anything else? I know you said you took notes, too.
No, I think we about covered everything I wrote down.
Yeah, I think we kind of got the overall sense of the episode. This was much more clear and not as confusing as last week.
So. Oh, yeah.
Hopefully we'll continue to be not confusing, because I do not like being confused watching the show. But other than that, I think we're going to wrap it up for this week. And thank you all for listening to this. If you want to check out more of our reviews, you can go to thevro.com, or you can go to Variety Radio Online's Audio Boom channel. So just go to audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online, and you will find everything there. There's Teen Wolf reviews in addition to other shows, and you can find a ton of stuff on there. So go check that out. And until next time, we will, I guess, enjoy Teen Wolf, and then we'll come back to discuss it. So until then, you guys have a great week, and goodbye.
Bye.